Hey everyone, welcome back to the second BBF Tutorials podcast. Today I'm joined by three other people. They're all my friends. I've got Luca, Daniel and Isaac, two of which are Man U fans, the other is a Leicester fan. But today, guys, we're going to be talking about Man U's transfers and who we're keeping and, yeah, everything really. So, starting off, what do you guys think about Daniel James?
I think that he has a lot of pace and is a growing
he's a growing talent. Oh, no. He's a growing talent. And yeah. He's got a lot of potential.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
He's very pay- and only 15 mil, I think that was a good deal for him.
And how old is he?
Like, 18?
Young.
19?
He's young. I'm sorry if we got that wrong, his age.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry, Daniel James.
Sorry. Anyway, the next thing, we are all, apart from Isaac, obviously, very upset about the fact that we're keeping David De Gea.
Yeah.
Because if we sell him next year...
We were all expecting to get rid of him.
Got a five-year contract with
him
now.
And a new five-year deal.
But he is good.
He's having... If he doesn't play well first...
He's having a bad season.
He's had a bad season. Season's over.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So, pretty much, if he doesn't play well the first like few games for the next season, I don't know.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
Do you think we should get Sancho or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think what Solskjaer's trying to do is trying to get a young squad, a young, high-potential squad.
Yeah, he is.
But...
Including Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah. And I think the fact that we were planning on getting Harry Maguire for 100 mil
was
just a stupid idea.
That
wasn't thought about at all. No one thought about
that. If we sign Maguire, it'll be for like 80 mil.
Yeah. I think
60 mil.
I'd go lower than 60, not very much. I'd go
maybe
like 50.
We might sign Wan-Bissaka for 55 mil.
Yeah, but I don't think he doesn't want to come to United. But it's not going great for us at the moment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we'll send coffee.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got a question, boys. Favourite player on Man U? Luca, start us off.
Probably Rashford.
Daniel?
Rashford or Pogba or De Gea.
Isaac?
Probably... I'd have to say, probably, I like Juan Mata.
I wasn't expecting that answer. My favourite would have to be Jesse Lingard.
He's young.
He's funny.
He's cool.
Yeah, cool. Anyway.
I like Wayne Rooney.
Yeah. He doesn't play for Man United anymore. No, you don't.
Who's your favourite player all time?
All time?
Ever. Man U when they left. Not Man U, any team.
Any what? Team. Wait, old player or like now?
Anyone.
Whoever. At one time it was Robin Van Persie, then he went to Fenerbahce. Now.
I used to like Neymar, but like, now I've been looking at some of his clips, and Ronaldinho was like,
yeah,
he had the skills
and the pace.
My favourite ever player would probably be Paul Scholes.
Really? He was a good player. So, who's winning Premier League next season?
Man U.
Yes,
realistically,
I'd say after next season, the season after next season, Man U. Because
you think Chelsea. Have you? You forget Man City are in the Premier League.
Yeah, Chelsea got Tottenham. Chelsea come second.
Man City, yeah. Tottenham. I reckon come third and second.
I'm not sure about Man. Man U's hard because you don't know. I think next season when the Man U.
I reckon Man U will come fourth next. Season.
Just good or bad.
No, honestly, like Liverpool after the last season they've just had, they will have so much more chemistry. I think, as much as I hate to say it, I think they will win.
I think Man U or Liverpool.
Stop saying we're not going to win the league.
Yeah, we are.
I'd say after next season we have a chance.
I think
we would have sorted out our team.
I reckon.
And we would have then, like, we would actually have a team.
Man City will come first, Liverpool will come second, Tottenham third, Man U fourth.
I mean, I think we'll have a good chance in Europa League.
Yeah.
I think we'll do. We'll win that.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts about
Ajax
us losing? Losing the chance to go into the Champions League. We could have easily done it. Just beat Chelsea. Just De Gea messed up.
Honestly, I think something right. This is another thing. Everyone's saying Solskjaer is such a good manager. I think you could have got anyone and any new manager, and he would have done better than Jose.
Yeah.
He's like, because Jose's brought all the players down. I know Solskjaer made the players more happy and want to play more, but honestly, like, we could have got Eddie. We could have got Sam Allardyce. Still would have done better than Jose.
Yeah.
Did you think they'll win the Champions League?
Ajax. Because they'll recover.
They're selling like De Ligt, De Jong.
Keep him.
I know. They're probably going to get a few players too.
Yeah.
Probably going to sell Ziyech.
No, they won't. They might. They shouldn't. If they sell all those players, I reckon.
De Jong's already sold.
Honestly, I reckon a big player will go to Newcastle. Yeah, they got a new owner. They have so much money. No joke, they have so much money now because of their new owner.
Where do you think Neymar?
You know, Mbappe was like linking with Newcastle to go.
Yeah.
Like, that and I think. Where do you think Mbappe will go, or will he stay?
I think Mbappe might come to the Premier League.
Yeah.
Or Real Madrid.
Yeah. Or
Eden Hazard, Real Madrid. What are your thoughts?
I think. That was a good signing for Real Madrid. Yes.
Yeah. He had like a whole ceremony.
But if they get in Mbappe, then.
If they get Mbappe and Mbappe on the right, Hazard on the left.
Or they could put Mbappe up front.
Modric in the middle, Ramos at the back.
I don't really like Hazard. I don't think he's that good.
You don't think
Hazard?
He's good?
That good.
What do you
mean?
He's
stupid.
He's sick.
I'm sorry. He's.
I don't like him.
You don't like him. That doesn't mean he's not good. I don't like Liverpool, but they're really good.
I think, say Real Madrid get Mbappe and... Yeah, they've already got Hazard, but like, Hazard on the left. Mbappe.
I reckon Modric might leave one mid-season or something.
Yeah, he could go... Yeah.
I don't think Real Madrid will sign anywhere else. They've already spent 320.
Yeah. But another thing, Modric getting Ballon d'Or.
No, not shouldn't have happened.
Who do you think's gonna get it this year?
Mbappe.
Yeah.
I've got my bet on Mbappe.
I mean,
mine's Messi or Van Dijk.
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or, Van Dijk. Or Messi, really? Messi's finished. He's like reached
his peak.
I think Van Dijk.
Yeah, but I think that's going to be it for today. We will be back very soon for another podcast.
It may just be me sitting doing nothing.
We have some new people, same people. You never know. Make sure you tune in there. We have now started up the YouTube channel BFF Tutorials. May not find it at the moment because we don't have any subscribers. So get a few of them, and then. Always check us out, share some love, like the videos, like the podcast, share the podcast, you know what to do. Alright, yeah, see you in the next podcast, guys.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. Peace.